Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS military analyst and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
And Colonel, to veterans, what does this day mean?
Well, it's a moment to stop and pause, and you always think back to those guys you serve with. For me, young soldiers, NCOs, officers that I served with or served for me, deployed a lot overseas in my career, of course, in Germany and then, of course, also in the Gulf War back in 1990 and 91. I hear from a lot of them this one day, people reconnect, see how you're doing. A lot of old photographs you see pop up on Facebook and other places to, once again, put you back where you were when. And you pause for a moment, you think about them, and then, of course, very sadly, you think about those guys who didn't make it, those guys who didn't get the chance to have a family, to have a career, to reach their aspirations. So you pause for a moment to think about it. And, of course, the nation as a whole pauses, which I think is only appropriate.
It seems to me, Colonel, unlike during the Vietnam War era where our men and women who served were not as welcomed, that post 9/11 in particular, the whole country does, regardless of politics, seem to have a genuine appreciation and affection for the men and women who serve. Have you felt that way, sir?
Absolutely. Without question. I mean, I tell young soldiers and officers that I encounter who often bask in the adulation of the American people. And if you look at how the American people rate organizations, the military is rated the highest of all the organizations, way over Congress, the presidency, or other institutions. I tell them you have to earn that every single day. Unfortunately, I've been spit on by the American people. I've had garbage thrown at me by the American people during the Vietnam War and that terrible time. And since then, and since 9/11, and since the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, we've seen this outpouring of support by the American people. We see more parades. We see more people participating in those parades. We see, I hear from a lot of school groups that I work with where they spend a lot of time talking to youngsters, remind them about what these people went through and the sacrifices you made. You know, I also often think of a famous saying on a memorial in India to the war dead. It says, you know, we gave away our today so you could have tomorrow. And I think the American people are starting to embrace that particular notion.
Both the president and first lady yesterday tweeting during or after the ceremonies about we're gathered together, the president saying we're gathered together at this hallowed resting place to pay tribute to the brave Americans who gave their last breath in this mighty struggle. And Melania's message very similar to that. But the president took some grief on, I believe it was Saturday, for not going to the commemoration of the battle at Belleau Wood, which was fought by one of the 2nd and 3rd divisions of the U.S. forces along with France and Belgium. Was that criticism unfair? Because they said weather was not cohesive, wouldn't get him there because of the weather.
You know, it's hard to say the civics of what was going on. I think certainly the president had gone halfway around the world to commemorate not only the Veterans Day, but also Armistice Day, because 15-plus million people died in World War I, the so-called war to end all wars. I think the moment to reflect on that concept as well is only appropriate. It certainly would have seemed appropriate, having gone all that way, to spend the 7 hours that were allocated going out and visiting that ceremony where you're right, some of the worst fighting went on, and 1,000 young Americans are still buried there as missing in action. I would note that his chief of staff, General Kelly, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, both Marines, made their way the hour and a half ride out to the ceremony and got back when Mr. Trump, for whatever reason, decided not to go.
Well, I guess people over in France, they took note of that. Regardless, though, today is a day to recognize the men and women who served, are serving, and Just as importantly to me, the families who also sacrifice, and Colonel, you know that firsthand, family members of you, the men and women, sacrifice quite a bit as well.
Absolutely, without question. And I think it's a great point, Larry. Still today, we have widows from all the wars back, you know, Vietnam, certainly, Gulf War, wars in Iraq, wars in Afghanistan. We have young people growing up who will never know a dad or a mom because they departed when the youngster was very young and never came back. And even those who are serving today, and we forget sometimes, we still have 15,000 young women, men and women in Afghanistan. We got 5,000 or 6,000 in Iraq and Syria at this very, very moment, in very, very difficult situations, not to mention those at sea around the world. Right now, the U.S. military is pretty stretched. I think we have forces in something like 170 different countries around the world for one reason or another. That means back home, there's a spouse who's looking after the family. There's parents who are definitely worried about that youngster and what's happening to them on every single day. So those families serve in many ways in a very difficult situation, just like their loved one who's deployed abroad.
1% of the population serves. The other 99% owe you everything. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Larry. And God bless all those veterans listening out there today.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News military analyst on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.